This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Today is Tuesday, the 21st day of April 2020. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and normally on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in the big seat and hang out with you for an entire hour, and today is no different. Lot to get to today. We have a couple of guests. In fact, bottom of the hour, one of my favorite guests to bring to you, Brigitte Gabriel will join me here on the air, so I've got that to look forward to. But before we go any further, I want to jump into the politics of COVID-19. When a family member's limp carcass disappears beneath the zipper of your local hospital's body bag, are there healthcare officials waiting with their little clipboards in hand asking you what party the deceased belonged to? Are there coroners or medical examiners equipped with two different distinctive death certificates, issuing a blue one for a Democrat or a red one for a Republican? You know, when somebody's life is snatched away by this dreaded coronavirus, I mean, do you see the Grim Reaper yucking it up in the corner, marking on some cosmic chalkboard, counting liberal deaths versus conservative deaths? Obviously, the answer to this is a no, a soft no, though, because clearly we are on a path of complete political separation, right? Wherein whatever future version of yourself you think about, you're probably going to be identified primarily by what political party you're affiliated with. It's party above all else. And that ain't healthy. The United States has become a virtual street fight, pitting media and their bureaucratic alliances on both the left and the right in a gang-like warfare against past and current and future politicians. All this undermining and all this treachery has created a dangerous no-win crisis that's being overamped and leaving American citizens overexposed. People are afraid to leave their homes. They're afraid to go to work. But they're equally as afraid of going broke. We're in a no-win situation. You know, seven out of the eight lead stories today on Fox News' website were all COVID-19 related. While CNN, that site focused on featuring bleak projections of the deadly virus and hurling, of course, amplified allegations of mistakes made by this president. If you sit down and watch a local television network newscast, maybe you get some weather, but other than that, it's essentially an hour's worth of gloom and doom, dire situations. America, Americans are anxious. Now, adding to the country's misery is, without question, a clear-slanted depiction of the competency of this administration. There is no doubt that President Trump invites this criticism. He invites his attackers because at times he throws out ridiculous antics ranging from his constant self-aggrandizing, narcissistic attitude. It's just the truth. And the fact that he is just insistent on these gutter battles with reporters whose sole purpose is to catch the president in this highlight reel gotcha moment. The left-leaning media has a driven narrative that Trump has bungled and botched his way through this crisis. That is patently unfair. Everything the orange man does is not evil, yet the media wants you to believe that it is. Now, remember, as late as February 29th, Dr. Fauci stated that Americans did not yet need to change their behaviors. On that same day that Fauci said that, Pelosi was in Chinatown, yucking it up with her constituents, hugging people, laughing, and telling folks that the coronavirus was of no concern. So my question is, what exactly should Trump have done differently if the highest level of political and media and medical leadership was giving the public the all-clear sign? Right into March! Now, maybe in hindsight, the president should have ordered more personal protective devices, manufactured, cobbled together more infectious disease experts to create an easier testing system, right? That's probably his biggest issue, without question, actually, aside from the media bickering and the occasional occurrence of misinformation. The lack of foresight with the administration regarding testing equipment will probably go down as the president's Achilles heel, right? However, Americans, listen, here's the deal. Americans are not compliant. So how many people would have offered themselves up for testing if they weren't feeling sick? I still contend that if Trump had 300 million tests ready to go on March 1st, people wouldn't have got tested. 25% or more of the infected individuals right now actually remain asymptomatic. They don't feel anything. And if you don't feel sick, you're not going to get tested. Americans don't work like that. Now, the administration has delivered on many of its promises. According to the White House press secretary, she made a tweet over the weekend, 523 million gloves, 69 million surgical masks, 55 million N95 respirators, 10.5 million surgical gowns, 5.9 million face shields, almost 11,000 ventilators, and 8,450 federal medical station beds delivered. However, every action this president takes faced an abundance of carefully constructed criticism from Democrats. The attacks are almost always emotionally based. Deep hatred. Hatred for Trump. Senator Murphy, my senator here in Connecticut, essentially stood on the bodies of dead citizens to wave an anti-Trump, pro-Democrat banner when he essentially took the side of China. And he said, I quote, "The reason we are in the crisis today is not because of anything China did. It's not anything the WHO did. It's because of what this president did." Murphy and others in Washington exonerating China on this Wuhan flu is shameful. Now, you remember that the initial projections for American fatalities was over 2 million. There was a British disease doctor who modeled these projections all over the world, and he produced a sophisticated model, worst case scenario, 2.2 million deaths in the United States. So that was, of course, a report if we weren't compliant. A few weeks later, Dr. Fauci has reported that the death toll from the coronavirus could be around 60,000. How can the media, or for that matter, political rivals, label the administration as failures or fools when 2 million lives potentially have been spared? Say what you want. But this was supposed to be a lot worse than it's turned out to be. I think there are a lot of folks out there who are expecting a million people to be dead. Can you imagine, by the way, if we were on a trajectory to have 2.2 million people dead? Think about that. If we're halfway through this thing right now, let's say we're halfway through it, and we've got 40,000 folks dead. Imagine if we're halfway through the 2.2 million model. We'd have a million people dead already. 50 times the number of folks that we already have dead, if that model were true. There's got to be something that the administration is doing right, if that many people are spared. Remember this. This country has survived two world wars, countless conflicts around the globe, the Great Depression, the Spanish flu, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, 9/11, We've gone through the ringer. We've gone to hell and back again. But what happens is when we go through these conflicts, there always seems to be this moment, this come to Jesus moment when we all get together. We all come together. 9/11, the months after 9/11, was without question the most patriotic time in my life. The only thing that would come close to it, and I go far enough back for this, was 1976 when everything was red, white, and blue for the bicentennial. Other than that, 9/11 brought us as close together as this nation maybe has ever been. And what happens is we have this amazing spirit to beat anything. And we do beat anything. We always beat anything. And we'll beat this. And we'll beat the next one. And we'll beat the one after that. But it's always better when we're doing it as a complete country as opposed to doing it from political sides, right? You've got the Democrats who all they do all day long is fire away at the president. That is not helpful. It is not solving anything. I know that they're not going to do it. And I understand that, you know, they've got what they think a president on the ropes. What they don't realize is America's going to look at Joe Biden and they're going to have a hard time pulling the lever for him. But I want you to remember, we've banded together, we've weathered unmerciful hardships in this country. In times of great despair, we need to cast aside the shackles of this political bondage and unite. We're Americans first. We're Americans first, and we have to remember that. All right, I got to go. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing. amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour coming up in just a couple minutes. Special guest joining me, Brigitte Gabriel. Love talking to her. She's so feisty and fiery. So have her coming on at the bottom of the hour. You can always email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Get emails across the entire country. It's always exciting, you know, getting something from Michigan or Oklahoma City, St. Louis, down in Dallas. Get a lot from Dallas as well. So it's always fun to talk to some folks all over the country. So shoot me something and I will get it back to you ASAP. So think about this. When you think about responding to an emergency, right? So we've got an emergency going on. The Wuhan flu, the COVID-19 virus is a legit pandemic. It is killing thousands. It is an emergency, right? Simple fact. Democrats, though, respond to an emergency quite different than folks with some common sense. Now, I don't like to always split it up down party lines, but clearly there is a lack of common sense from folks on the left. Democrat response to an emergency. They want to close the churches and close the gun stores, but they want to keep abortion clinics open. Are you kidding me? So you can't sit in your car and listen to your preacher or your pastor or your priest or whoever, but you can go get an abortion? That's okay. Democrats want to release felons and criminals. It's just unbelievable. they're nervous that a criminal is going to get COVID in jail? I'm sorry. I don't care about that. That doesn't affect me. They shouldn't be in jail anyway. I don't want them to die if they're a petty thief, but you did the crime, you got to do the time. Look what happened in New York. They released like 500 criminals. 50 of them already got arrested. California wants to subsidize illegal aliens. The governor already said it. They set aside $125 million of, I guess, taxpayer money or stimulus money that was supposed to go to California citizens, but instead it's going to go to illegal aliens because, well, of course, they have feelings too. And they need their influx of cash. I said it here in the state that I live in, Connecticut. I say it on the radio. I've said it maybe a dozen times. I'll say it again to a national audience. If my state did the same thing California did, I would refuse to pay taxes. If my governor gives my money to illegal aliens, I will stop paying taxes. I'm telling you right now. I guarantee it. Now, I know they get money in different ways, but if they take stimulus money and set up a fund for folks who aren't supposed to be here, I'm done. I'm not paying any more taxes. Democrats are on board with buying PPE straight from China. Have we not learned this lesson yet? I mean, honestly, we have got to figure out a way, and quickly. And I don't know if this president can do it. I don't. He has built a relationship with China. He's tough on them, but he has a relationship with them. And we need to figure out a way to completely divorce ourselves from Chinese products. It's got to happen, guys. If we don't do it, we're going to get burned so bad in the end, this COVID situation is going to look small. I mean, they are building components to our weapon systems in some cases. This is, it's so short-sighted. Imagine we're in a conflict with China. A, and they're not going to supply us with components that are going to kill them. And I don't trust the technology to the point where, you know, we set it up, we put it into our airplanes or our boats or whatever, and then they have a way to electronically shut it down. I'm not buying it. I wouldn't buy another thing from China. I'm honest about that. And, of course, Democrats are all set to give themselves a raise, maybe fund more money as far as the arts and the Kennedy Center with the last stimulus. Who knows what's coming in the next one? But, of course, above all of that, they want to continue to investigate the president. That's like the number one thing that's always on the agenda of the Democrats in Washington. It's pathetic. I can't think of another word. Pathetic is the perfect word. All right. Well, listen, we've got to get to a break. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, it's an honor to be here on the USA Radio Network, broadcasting across the entire country. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Still a lot to get to. Brigitte Gabriel will join me after the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus.
This will be investigated over a period of time, and we will see how it turns out.
Kudlow making those comments on Fox News continues.
There's no question the origin of this virus was in China, and a lack of transparency and a lack of factual information is extremely troublesome.
A small business relief bill is headed to the House after quick passage by the Senate. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy doesn't understand what took so long for this bill to be passed.
Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, instead of allowing us to refill the program last week for the small businesses, said we had to wait and do it this week to add more money for hospitals and testing when we haven't run out yet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
Gotta say, one of our favorite guests. Whenever we get her on, I mean, the phones go crazy, social media goes crazy. She is the chairman for Act for America, the nation's premier national security organization with over a million members. She's also a New York Times bestselling author of three books. Her latest bestseller is Rise. Ladies and gentlemen, Brigitte Gabrielle, how are you?
I'm doing great. Delighted to be back with you.
Well, thank you. Me and you are on the same page, I think, without question, about this coronavirus, Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it. Completely falls in the lap of China, in my mind. They owe us not only morally, but they should actually pay us fiscally. But tell me a little bit. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with you, you know, and it is the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus and nothing else. You know, it's about time we throw political correctness in the garbage. And I have to tell you, I am sick and tired to hearing the leftists in our government, the Democrats, everybody, and the media literally standing on the side of China instead of this, instead of the president and the American people. And I tell you, we learned so many things, Lee, during this pandemic. We learned that our elected officials in Congress, a lot of them have sold us out to China. We learned that our essential things for survival, such as our antibiotics, our medication, penicillin, ibuprofen, painkillers, our ventilators are made in China. So it taught us that we have got to be able to depend on ourselves for our survival, and God forbid if something like this ever happens again. And thankfully, we have the right man at the White House to stand up in to China, and that's why this president needs our support, and that's why we, the American people, need to hold China accountable and make China pay for what China has inflicted, not only upon the world, but upon us specifically in the United States. And that's why Act for America has a petition on our website directed to the White House and to Congress to hold China accountable, and I urge people to go sign it. Go to actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org and sign our petition and join us.
I want to ask you, because this is our senator here from the state of Connecticut. I'm broadcasting now from Connecticut. I want to just play this for you. You probably have already heard it. It's 7 seconds long, but it echoes what you had just said about some of the demons that are in Washington that back China as opposed to the president of the United States. This is Chris Murphy.
And the reason that we're in the crisis that we are today is not because of anything that China did. It's not because of anything the WHO did. It's because of what this president did.
This was yesterday on Anderson Cooper that Senator Chris Murphy would say that on television. It's incredible to me.
Well, you know what? Because they hate this president so much, Lee, that they are willing to destroy our country, stand with our enemy, sabotage America, destroy America, even if that means destroying the future of their children just to bring down the president of the United States. That's the depth of the hatred that they have towards this president. But we're not going to allow them to get away with it. And I have to tell you, Lee, the nation is waking up and the nation is mobilized. I mean, look what happened in Michigan yesterday.
Right.
Good for them. This is exactly what we need to see. We need to see people saying, enough is enough. We elect our representative and we expect our elected representative to serve the interest of of the American people, not the interests of our enemies. Look, the World Health Organization, for example, we give them $400 to $500 million a year, every year, from your tax dollar, my tax dollar, our listeners' tax dollars, and the job of the World Health Organization is to make sure that the world will never, ever be in a position to have a pandemic. They're supposed to protect our health, and they failed miserably doing their job. Meanwhile, China only gives them $43 million a year, and they are in the pocket of China. No more. We're not going to allow people to walk all over us, and we need to make sure we elect representatives that put our interest first, and this is the year where we have the opportunity to do exactly that. And that's why we must be mobilized, we must be organized, we must be informed, we need to know what's coming down for votes on Capitol Hill, bills that are introduced, and that's why I urge people to join us, go to actforamerica.org, sign up as an activist. We send you action alerts and emails notifying you about bills coming down for a vote, what's happening in your community. Start a group in your community. Join us. We will train you. We will guide you. And together, we can take back our country.
Brigitte Gabriel is her name. And again, Act for America. She is the chairman for that group, the nation's premier national security organization. And, of course, we talked about her three best-selling books. What China did to me sitting on this virus for, in some cases, some people are saying 30, 40, 50 days, unforgivable. Should we get into this new habit, I think we should, of buying completely American? Forget about China for a while. Let's let them go pound sand and let's start buying nothing but American products, nothing but American companies. Are you on board with that?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we are working right now on three different bills in Congress and a fourth bill that was just introduced yesterday by Senator Cruz. Act for America is supporting and working on these bills that are now been introduced in Congress to bring manufacturing back to the United States, to start manufacturing pharmaceuticals in America, medical supplies in America, even products in America, and how to support American businesses. Luckily, we do not mind paying an extra dollar or $2 at Walmart for a T-shirt if we know that the T-shirt is manufactured in the United States. Americans want to support other Americans. We want to make sure our companies prosper, our small businesses prosper, our people have jobs, our people are earning income, and all at the same time, building up our country and protecting our country where we are no longer dependent on anything else or anybody else. Look, we did it with the oil. Remember 10 years ago, we were dependent on Saudi Arabia and oil from the Middle East.
Right.
Today, we are the biggest exporter of oil in the world, and we don't need anybody else, and we don't care what happens to Saudi Arabia or the Arab Gulf states with their oil. We need to do the same thing with the manufacturing. We're going to be sending out emails to our members, anybody who signed up to our emails, letting them know how these bills are progressing down, when they're going to hit the floor, when they're going to be voted on, so we can make sure that those of you who are listening to us right now, no matter where you are in the country, I know this show airs nationally as well. No matter where you are, you can call your elected officials, you can go to our website, enter your zip code, and we will have a pre-written letter for you to your elected official about the bill so you can make your voice heard before the bill is voted on. So four bills in Congress right now coming down the pipe to bring manufacturing back to the United States, and we need to support these bills and support American businesses and bring it back to America.
It's amazing how we let even the military equipment that we have get built in different countries, not only China, other places as well. Can you imagine this? So we're feuding with a nation that controls some of the military components of some of our either helicopters or jeeps or tanks. Who did that?
Exactly. We let our presidents fail us. You know, I wrote an article that was actually we are sending Friday to our full membership that was published at Breitbart. And I talk about how our leaders have sold us out, and I go all the way back to Nixon. You know, this didn't start overnight. It's just like our dependency on oil did not start overnight. It took 40 years to become dependent on Saudi Arabia with our oil. But the same thing happened with our pharmaceuticals and our dependency on China. It started with Nixon, then it continued from president to president until President Clinton. And, you know, at the end of his presidency, normalized relations with China and said, hey, let's let our corporations manufacture products in China. Why not? We can buy products cheaper. They made it difficult on corporations to make products in America. So, of course, everything migrated to China. Our employees lost work because of no fault of their own, because companies shipped their jobs to China so they can save a buck. That has to stop. And this is where it happened. Our leaders, our elected officials sold us out, Democrats and Republicans, time and time again. And what you just played, or your elected official MSNBC, I think you mentioned, it's a disgrace. And we're talking about Senator Feinstein, Schumer, all of them. I mean, we can look at elected officials in our, even the Speaker of the House, Boehner, left Congress and took a job lobbying for China. I mean, I'm talking Republicans and Democrats, Lee. All of them have sold us down the pipeline. And this is why this has got to stop. And now is the time to stop it with a president at the helm who could care less about whether the world approves of us or not, and whether the Europeans like us or not, or whether the UN put their stamp of approval on us or not. You know, he doesn't care. He cares about the interests of the American people, and that's why we need to support this president and right now activate and mobilize to make sure that our elected officials understand we need to bring back everything to the United States and support America before anybody else.
ActForAmerica.org, that's the website. Go to it, check it out. Brigitte Gabriel, I can't thank you enough. Go get one of her books. You got 3 bestsellers out there. The latest one is Rise. Listen, I hope I talk to you sooner rather than later, and stay safe, okay?
Thank you, my friend. This will be great. Have a great day.
You have a great day
as
well. All right, we've got to run. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you get 20 at the best price ever, and as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is here. He'll be up and on in just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour. I want to change gears a little bit, kind of go in a completely different direction, if I can get through it. One of my favorite dog stories of all time is, I think, worthy of a national audience. So here it goes. A man and his dog were walking along a road. Now, the man was enjoying the scenery when it suddenly occurred to him that he was dead. He remembered dying. And he remembered that the dog walking beside him had been dead for years. He was wondering where this road was leading them. After a while,
They came to a high white stone wall made out of marble. At the end of that stone wall was this giant arch, a magnificent gate. And leading up to that arch and that gate was a road paved with gold. When he was close enough, he called out, "Excuse me! Excuse me! Where are we?" There was a man sitting by this gate, and he answered back, "This is heaven." The traveler said, "Would it be possible if we could get some water?" The man again looked up from the desk and said, "Of course. Come right in." Then he waved his hand and the pearly gate began to open. The traveler said, "Can my dog come in too?" The man at the desk shook his head and said, "No, I'm sorry. We don't accept pets." So the traveler sat there for a moment, looked down on this dog that he had loved so much, his best friend for over a decade. And that dog looking back up at him, panting a little bit after accompanying him on such a long walk. After a couple of minutes, the man turned back towards the road and away from the pearly gates and continued to walk away from the gates, now back down this road in the same direction he was going with his dog by his side. They walked for hours and eventually came to the top of another tall hill. At the top of this hill was a dirt road leading through a farm gate. The gate looked as though it had never been closed. In fact, it was rickety. There was no fence. And as the man and the dog approached the gate, he saw a man inside, leaning against a tree, reading a book. "Excuse me," he called out. "Do you have any water? We've been walking a long time." The man leaning against the tree said, "Yeah, sure. There's a pump over there. Come on in." The traveler said, "How about my friend?" as he gestured towards the dog. The man leaning against the tree said, "There's a bowl by the pump. Go ahead." They went through the gate, and sure enough, there was an old-fashioned hand pump with a bowl beside it. The traveler filled the bowl and took a long drink for himself and then gave the rest to the dog. When they were finished, he and the dog walked back towards the man who was standing by the tree. "What do you call this place?" he said. "Well, this is heaven." Now, the traveler looked confused, furrowed brow, and said, "Wait a second. Down the road a ways, the man down there said that was heaven." The man leaning against the tree laughed and said, "You mean that place with the gold street and the pearly gates? No, sir, that's not heaven, that's hell. They act in a way as our screening process. Anyone who would leave their best friend behind isn't worthy to walk through these gates." All right, so there you have it. I made it through. One of my favorite, all-time favorite dog stories. So a little bit of a different way to end this Thursday night broadcast. I can't thank you all enough. USA Radio Network, it just begins. Wayne Allen Root is here, ready to rock and roll. Thank you very much, Chris, for pushing all the buttons. Don't move. Up next, Raw and Unfiltered. We'll see you.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.